These people understand a certain passage in Scripture. And brothers and sisters, it's not uncommon for Scripture to identify certain passages of Scripture. In Revelation 10, we see Daniel, or we see John, eating a book, and we know that that book that was sweet in the mouth but bitter in the stomach is the book of Daniel. A specific book in the Bible is identified in this passage. And we see Christ telling us to study Daniel the prophet and understand the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Let he who readeth understand. Now you're going to find information on the abomination of desolation in the book of Daniel in chapter 8, chapter 11, and chapter 12. So what Christ is saying, among other things there, is he's identifying three books in the Bible that you need to look at closely, 8, 11, and 12, because that's where the information about the abomination of desolation is. It's speaking of the story of salvation, and Peter tells us that on terms of, you know, justification and sanctification, the correct definition of salvation, that the writings of Paul are the ones that people that are unlearned and unstable will twist to their own destruction. There's actually a warning in Scripture that when it comes to the books written by the Apostle Paul, that these truths that he sets forth about salvation are what men are going to twist. They're going to teach incorrectly, and it's going to be where they stumble and they're lost over. And sure enough, the new theology that confronts Adventism today, the people that are teaching this nonsense, are basically, they build their false foundations on the writings that are found in Paul's work. A certain passage in Scripture is identified in Scripture. And brothers and sisters, when it comes to Daniel's last vision, this is the case as well. Because of all the characteristics here in chapter 10 that Daniel has, where he's illustrating the 144,000 at the end of the world, the vision that he's identified as understanding, and the thing that he understands, is the last vision of Daniel. Daniel chapters 10, 11, and 12. So when you bring this truth into this study, the truth being this, that at the end of the world, the remnant that we know as the 144,000 in other terms, such as the wise virgins, the increase of knowledge for the wise virgins, the 144,000 that we speak of, if you recall, they were all virgins. Those wise virgins, the increase of knowledge that they have isn't the increase of knowledge that the pioneer movement had on the time.